Why didn't you sell it?
Did Medrash Rabbah here?
Medrash Rabbah. No, don't.
More Shabbos?
Which? Medrash Rabbah. Gracious. There's one here? I don't know if one
does. One here. We
have
you going Brescia?
Yeah, Brescia's here.
It's not here, it's not here. Can be a very quickly.
Okay.
No. Of the week. Let's come on. The Achnas is Ochum of Avinu. That's how the parasha starts. And it's a fascinating sugya. Right. Many times, the ultimate kelim says. That some people, most people, learn Chumash like a 5-year-old. Why? Because when he was 5 years old, so he went to kindergarten and he told him the story of Avram and the Malachim. When he was 6, he went to Cheder and he learned in Cheder, but he really knows it already. So he didn't think it through again because he knows it already. When he's 7, he knows it already. When he's 9, he knows it already. When he's 11, he knows it already. When he's 13, he knows it already. When he's 15, he knows it already. When he's 20, he knows it already. When he's 30, he never thought it again. So it's all from that look of when he was 5 that he heard this story the first time. And that remains with him his whole life. And when he's 70 years old, he still looks like a 5-year-old. And Avraham Avinu, it's a bunch of things, but it's amazing. It's just to imagine it. You have over here someone who's 100 years old, 99 years old. That is old man, 900 years old, and he sees 3 people, so he bows down to them, taking them to the house. He says, "Listen, I don't know who you fellas are, but if you, would you mind washing your feet first, because you might have a desire on your feet, right?" And then he starts running. He runs into a sorry, quick, bring to the. What's the matter? What happened? We have 3 ochim. Who are they? I don't know. They're goyim. But they, and then he, what's that wrong? He runs to Yishmael. Who's Yishmael? Shmuel also had an apparition 3 days ago. Shmuel's lying in bed. And he's lying in bed. He's right there after the meal. He's a 13-year-old kid lying in bed. Come on, get out of bed. There's someone here. Go bring the go shecht the bull. Right? Now today I know that when you have a bull, someone wants to shecht the bull, so you usually do it. It's a whole mifal, right? But if someone wants to do it by himself, so he goes to the Arabs and buys himself a little calf. You need 6 Arabs to sit on him. That's how they say. 6 Arabs have to sit on the cow, on the calf, in order to shecht him. Right? Shmuel, take care of the calf. He's there for the operation. He can move. Get out of the calf. Right? It's unbelievable what's going on over here. For who? For 3. You know, almost whatever. Three. What's the chever? Who are they anyway? Except that's the godless of Avraham Avinu. It's unbelievable. But why do you need 3 bulls? The Rashi says that the book of Avraham, Ben Boker Ach V'Toyv, Rashi says Gimel Poim Hoyu. He had 3 calves. Kedei Lachilam Gimel Lashenis V'Chadol, in order to give them 3 tongues with mustard. How big is a tongue of a calf?
Real big.
A few kilo. A few kilo.
Right? Why do you need three? What's wrong with one? One has enough. One is enough for three people. You have one tongue is enough.
I don't know which cut everyone wants. I feel like the end.
That's not what she says. They lack gimel shenis b'chadam. That says in order to give them three tongues in with mustard. Why do you need three tongues with mustard? One's quite enough. It's a pen. And then he said shalish se'im, three soim of kemach. Right, you have to make a cheshbon. Someone told me three soim is 12 kilo. He had 12 kilo of kemach. Who's going to eat the 12 kilo of kemach? You have three fellows who came down, who walked down the street and came to eat something. Why do you need three soim kemach? And why do you need... What's it for? What's the point of this? What's he doing over here? It's a dvar pella. So, it says in Medrash like this. The Medrash in the beginning of Lech Lecha says, Moshe la'odam she'yo'eva mimokam l'mokam. Moshe to a person who's going from place to place. V'roa biru delekas. And he saw a mansion who was lit up. A mansion that was lit up. Oma, v'chi ein manig lebiru zu. Doesn't this mansion have an owner? Heiti zet la balabiru v'oma nihu balabiru. So the owner looked at him and says, I'm the owner. Kach haya kodzbol, kach haya avom avinu. Oime, v'chi ein la oilam manig. Looks at the world and says, the world doesn't have a manig. Heiti zet la kodzbol, v'oime la nihu balabiru. Oine bal oilam. I'm the owner of the world. Why do you need a marshal for this? It's so simple. Is it easier understood through a marshal than without the marshal? I've only looked at the world and I said, doesn't this world have an owner? Didn't someone make it? Is someone running it? Is there anyone running this world? Someone created it, didn't he? So Kodbuch said, I created the world. Now, I think that makes sense. The Medrash says there's a marshal. Someone's walking down the street and he sees a mansion. And the mansion is lit up. And he says, doesn't the mansion have an owner? Why do you have to be the marshal? I think the nimshal is fine. Is it any clearer with the marshal? I personally think that the marshal doesn't make sense. You could argue with him, but that's my personal thing. I saw many houses. I never asked who's Balabira. It's not today. Right? I was in New York and I saw the Twin Towers and I was spoiled from the beauty of it. And the height of it, I went up there and I saw it. Wow, beautiful house. I didn't think for a minute to say, who built the beer? Who built this building? It really didn't interest me. And if someone would have walked over to me with at the shake it, I made the beer. I said, oh, that's nice. I couldn't care less. The marshal, someone saw a house and said, who's the owner of the house? Who cares who's the owner of the house? The marshal. It's not a very normal marshal. Why should he say who's the owner of the house? Why should he say who's the owner of the house? Why should someone do that? He's a marshal, and now the nimshal is, I think the nimshal is much more understood. Avom saw the world, said, someone made this world. Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. I can relate to that. But you start with a marshal, someone saw a house, and he said, who's the owner of the house? I can relate to that. Why did he ask who's the owner of the house? Why should he say that? Because I wanted to say something with the marshal, and what are they saying? Marshal la'adam she'ya'ivu l'mokum l'mokum. Marshal, someone who's going from place to place. What's happened with anything? V'ro'a biru delekas, and he saw a mansion who was lit up. Why are you saying that it's lit up? What's this happened with anything? You want to say a story of someone who saw a mansion? Okay, say. I don't understand it, but I could understand what you're getting at. But why are you saying if Marshall there was someone who's going from place to place and he saw a biru de lekes and he said who's the balabiru? So the way I understand it, I think that maybe the Marshall is not exactly as we understand it. Marshall ma'adam shayo'ivim makum lemakum. Someone's going from place to place. Well, if someone going to place means he's hungry, he's thirsty, he's tired. Right? That's how we fear is all. The Rabbi Udalakas, and he sees a mansion that's lit up, inviting. He walks in, and he sees this is something to this is something. There's plenty of food. There's a refrigerator. And says, "Help yourself." And there's a bed over there. And says, "Anything you need? Right? Is everything you have over here?" What's the first question that comes to mind? Who is this? Who is this? Me, Balabira. Who's this Bal Chesed? Who's this Bal Chesed? It's Mistab. In the days of Avram, they had other people who saw a tree in their lives, and they saw so amazing. But Avram saw much deeper than that. So Avram saw this is a world of Chesed. Wherever he looked, he saw Chesed. He says, "Me who Bal Habiba, me who Bal Ha'olam." This world, it's so much Chesed. Who is this Bal Chesed? I want to get to know him. There are many people whom are spoiled from the Chachma of the world, so they have the Avodah Zarah. Avram looked deep. Avram saw the Chesed in the world. He saw the Chesed in the world. He was over Mamakim and Mokim. Right? Whatever he wants, there is. This is a world that Hashem thought of every last prat, every last item, whatever you need. Right? It's quite obvious, but we don't have to go with it. But every last thing, you know. The eyes are. Mishundik Chachma, the eyes. Why do you need color? Why do you have to have color? What's that for? It's love for me. It should be interesting. Without color, you would be madness. Make it interesting. Give you some color also. Right? Chesed. It's not just. Why not? Take it with love. So every last part is so. Everything's so comfortable. So the chesed. So the Medrash stops there. Hetzis ala balabiva ala nihu balabiva. I imagine that the story didn't stop there. What's the rest of the story? What would have happened? I'm trying to imagine the story. This fellow was hungry, tired, thirsty. He sees a mansion, walks in there. Everything I need. He lost the list. He thought the list part. He says, "Who is the Balabira?" Right? He what's up and down. Where is he? Where is he? I want to meet him. And he sees an office with his right next on the door. "I want to tell you thank you." Right? What does the fellow say? What does the owner say? But he says, "You know, I had thousands of people in my mansion. No one said come to. No one said thank you to me. You're the first one to say thank you. I'm the owner of the mansion. The first one that came to tell me thank you. Right. I'm going to make you a special suite. My chesed to you is me more than any chesed that I give anyone else. Because Baruch Hu told Avram, 'Atati el goy godol, avrechecha, megadol shemecha, v'yebrocha.' Something special. What I'm going to give to you is not going to give to anyone else. You saw my chesed. You came to thank him for my chesed. I'm going to give you my chesed to you as something that I didn't give anyone else." Avram looked at all the mitzvahs as chesed. As chesed. It's an interesting pasuk. Nixon's parasha. I never understood it. I never understood the part of the pasuk. It says, before Hashem overturns Doim, Hashem said, "Vashem Omar, Hamachas ani Avram Asher ani Yoisa, and I can tell Avram what I'm doing. Vavam hoyu yile goy gadol, vaatzum v'nivuchu v'kol goy aret. Ki edati, according to Hashem, means because I love him. Leman Asher yitzav v'ezbonu v'ezbeisei achlov, because he'll tell his children and his descendants. V'shamu derech Hashem, he can tell them, watch derech Hashem. Las yitzdoku mishpot." Manhovi Hashem Avram Esa Shadiba Olaf. Do mitzvahs. said it's Dako Mishpat, in order that Hashem should give Avram what he promised him. That's what Avram told his children. Rashi says, Kachu Mitzav Lebonov. Shimu Derech Hashem Tveshovi Hashem Avram. He's telling his children, do mitzvahs in order that I should get schar from Hashem. That's what Avram told his children. Do mitzvahs in order to get schar from Hashem. It's all Amarasaka of us. Ki Yedav, I love Hashem. I love Avram. Why? Because he tells his children to do mitzvahs in order that Hashem should give Avram what he promised him. I never understood this pasuk. It's all Amarasaka of us. That is, Avram saw every mitzvah as a chesed from Hashem. He said, do mitzvahs, that's a chesed from Hashem. Every mitzvah, he said, wherever he's still in the world, it's all chesed, chesed, chesed. I can't thank you enough. Right? And then he has a mitzvah to one of his sisters. I just thank you for the mitzvah to his sisters. Thank you. And when he tells his children, he says, listen, you have to do mitzvahs because this is a chesed from Hashem. But Hashem wants to give us these mitzvahs, wants to do chesed with us. Do mitzvahs. Hashem wants to give us chesed. Take it from Hashem. He wants to give it to you. Going a little deeper, that's the biggest shalei lishma. I'm sorry, that's the biggest lishma. That's the biggest shalei manastakarufas. Which means, Avram is not saying, do the mitzvahs because I want to get schar. Do the mitzvahs. Hashem wants to give me schar. It's the real, real means of the mitzvahs. Hashem wants to give me schar. Do mitzvahs. Give Hashem this pleasure of giving me schar. It's all chesed of Hashem. Hashem wants to give us chesed. Do mitzvahs. Let Hashem give us chesed. Avraham took this lesson that he learned in this mansion, and he makes this his life project. What does he do? He gives chesed. He gives chesed. That's what Avraham does. Chesed. Where did he get this, you say, the chesed from? From Hashem. He got it from Hashem. When Hashem does chesed, right, Hashem has a couple of billion people in his world. When Hashem does chesed, he does chesed to each one individually. Individually. Each person, he needs panos, Hashem gives him panos. Person needs health, Hashem gives him health. Right? Hashem doesn't say, give for everyone else. Hashem thinks about Reuben and Shimon and Levi and Yehuda, every single person, if the answer. It's a chesed. When we talk to Hashem, we say, eventually, I have some person to ask you. Each one has a direct line to Hashem, a direct keshu with Hashem. And Hashem is each one separately. When Avram decided to do chesed, he's learning chesed from Hashem. He's not just doing. Let's make things easier for life, for the world. That's not what he's doing. He walked into this world and he saw chesed from Hashem. He said, "I'm going to take this as my project." And he's doing his chesed because Hashem does chesed. In the same way Hashem does chesed, Avram does chesed. So he sees three people walking down the street. He takes a calf and he shechs it for one of them. And now what do you do for the second one? Well, we have some leftover. We have a couple of kilo of tongue. Let's give it to him also. No. Because I'm going to give him something special. Because I'm doing chesed for him. He takes another calf and does shechs it for him. And what about the third one? You have two already. What's the problem? No. I want to mashpia chesed on him. And takes the third one and shechts it for him. And he runs to Sarah and says, listen, Sarah, we have three people here. You can make one saw, it's quite enough for all three of them. But I don't want you to make one saw that's quite enough for all three of them. Make a saw, and make a saw, and make a saw. Because he deserves it, and he deserves it, and he deserves it. My job is to do chesed for the world. And my job is to do chesed for each one individually, like Hashem does each one individually. And then he goes to Yishmael and says, Yishmael, get up. Yishmael says, for who? For those right? I don't know them, but I can imagine who they are, right? The schleppers, aren't they? And Hashem says, Yishmael, you know what Hashem does for them? You know what Hashem does for them? You know how much Hashpah Hashem gives just for them? How much Hashem thought about them down to the last item? Whatever Hashem does for them, I'm going to do as much as I can for them. For him, and for him, and for him. That's ever. The Pele is what I can't figure out. When it comes to his son, Hashem told Avram, send out Yishmael. Send Yishmael out of the house. Hashem says. So Avram sends Yishmael out of the house. So it says in Pasuk, Vayikach lechem v'chem esmayim, he took bread and he took a bucket of water and he gave it to her. So Rashi says, ask the kasha, bread and water, you can't give anything else? V'loy kesev ezov, lefi shayah yisoyin no yalsiyot zeta b'svo. Over here, all of a sudden, Avram became stingy. He gives bread and he gives water and says, that's all you're getting. And then he can't do chesed like Hashem gives me chesed? No, you're a rush. Those three fellows are tzaddikim? You thought they were very, if they ever desired. Maybe they, I don't know, it wasn't their fault. They're Tinik Shanishma. I don't know where they grew up. Ah. Avram, tell me, where's your headquarters? Well, it says in Pasuk that after his day was overturned, Avram Nosa. Here's the Pasuk. Vayisa Misham Avram out to Negev. So to Rashi, why did he go? Dova Acher, this first Pshat. Kishuva Shechov Akrochim, when his name was overturned, Uposko Avram Vishavim Nasalay Misham. He went bankrupt. Right? There's no one coming around anymore. So he went looking for another place. Where was his first headquarters? Next to his name. Avram, who goes by your house all day? All the fellows are Zayim. Ah, they're not just on time as well? For them, you shecht for each one a special cab, right? Loshim Mechad, just for you. Shleishim Kemach Seidus, just for you. Take. And when it comes to your son, Avram loved his son. Avram loved his son. He says in Pasuk, Es bincha es yichitcha asher ahavta. Rashi says, that he says, Ani yohev et shneihem. Comes to your son, you're not going to get anything more than bread and water. You don't hate Zdayim? Zdayim, the old tzaddikim, huh? They're not Yotzei Metav Yisrael? Over there is your headquarters, just give them chesed for Zdayim also. Because Hashem created them, Hashem gives them chesed, I'm also going to give them chesed. That's Avram's shita. When it comes to Yishmael, over here is something different. Shmuel's not going to get anything. You have over here a shivcha. She's in your house 25 years. 25 years she's in your house. Not going to say that you married her. That's besides the point. But she's in your house 25 years. You can't give her anything when you're sending her out. You can't give her anything besides bread and water. You're the big Baal Chesed. Avram is a big Baal Chesed. I don't think there's anyone in the world who would give as little as Avram. There's no one in the world. Hashem said to send, I would also send. Right? Hashem said to do, I do. I don't know if I imagine that I would send them out. Hashem said. But I don't think there's anyone in the world that would just give bread and water. And all of them over here, Avram's Mechush, not the least part, just a minute. What's the minimum I could give them? The minimum. Bread and water, that's going to give them. Doim, you get everything. And Hogo and Yishmael, that's what you give them? What's that? Avram, it's a pellet. It's a pellet. So the way I understand it is, when it says, when Rashi says that he's your son, it doesn't mean he's your son. Avram never felt anything personal in his life. He never had any feelings. Avram is kulei kodesh. He was all he did his whole life is what Hashem wants for me to. What Hashem wants for me. What does Hashem want me to do now? His whole life he was the Eved Hashem. He said, I like him. I don't. He is not such musik by Evo. It's much higher than we are. Hayosayne means that he's going to Tabesuah. I cannot be mashpi on him anything more than bread and water. I would love to give him more than bread and water. He's my son. I can't give him more than bread and water. Why? Because whatever I give him, he'll use the wrong way. Whatever I give him, he'll use the wrong way. I'm not going to give him something that's not good for him. He wants it. He'll enjoy it, I know. But it's not good for him. Avraham says, my job is to do chesed, something that's good for the person. So Dain comes to my house, I'm going to give him something to eat, I'm going to give him whatever he wants, because he let him eat in my house. Yishmael's out of the house. Whatever I give him, he'll use the wrong way. Anything in my house, I know that he'll use the right way. Anything out of the house, they use the wrong way. I can't give Hagar and Yishmael anything besides bread and water. Chabal. That's all I could give them. Because they utilize it the wrong way. With all the chesed of Avram, that he's Dovik B'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has this yisoid. He says, I do chesed L'toivas HaOdom, not L'vosai, for his good, not for his bad. The Amshah of the Parasha says, after Avram sent away Yishmael, Vayhibo Esehi, Vayyim Avimelech Hazichot Tzatzvoy El Avram Leimor Elikim Imcha B'chol Asher Oisa. Let's make a pact. Why are they making a pact? You have over here someone who has a couple of servants. You have a king who has a kingdom, and you have someone who's living there not far from him, and the king says, let's make a pact. What? Right, two countries make a pact. We know that what that is, right? No war between us, we're going to help each other, whatever. He's Avimelech, he's a king. And it comes to Avram and it says, let's make a pact. What do you want Avram? I know what you're going to do. If anyone attacks me, you're going to help me. What do you want me to do for you? I should help you? What kind of... So pshat is, do I understand it? Avimelech saw this fellow. He says, he's someone that's great to invest in him. Elikim imcha b'chol asher ta'asa. B'chol asher ta'asa. You're going to turn into, you're going to become something big. I see it. Whatever you do, Hashem helps you. One day you're going to be a big nation. So why should I wait when you're big, until you're big and I'm small, and then trying to make a bris with you? Now I'm big and you're small. Let's make a bris. One day you're going to be a big nation. I want you to make a pact. So Rashi says, Hashem elikim imcha b'chol asher ta'asa, lefi shirosh yotza mishkun az doim l'sholem, v'im ha'malochim nilchom v'nofle b'yodoi, v'nifka de'ishtay l'skunov. He saw three things. He saw that he came out of his doim, and he saw that he fought with the kings and he won, and he saw that his wife had children, had a son, when he was 100 years old. His wife had children, had a son when he was 100 years old. That was 3 years ago, right? Over here, there's after he sent away Yishmael. This is something like 3 years ago. He went out of his dream b'shalom. That was 4 years ago, and he fought with the Malachim a couple of around 20 years ago. Where were you till now? Why did you show up now? Now he comes. I want to make a pact with you. Why? But I notice that whatever you do, Hashem helps you. 20 years ago, You won the kings? 4 years ago, you were saved from Stein, and 3 years ago, your wife had a boy. I want to make it back to you. So why didn't you come 3 years ago? Vayihi bo'esahi, the pasuk says. And that time, what's vayihi bo'esahi? What's vayihi bo'esahi? So the way I understand the pshat is like this. Avram, and Avimelech is looking at Avram. He says, this fellow, he's going to become big. It's great to invest in him. Right? Whatever he does, Hashem's helping him. Then, he has a son. This son has become... This is his future. This is something. It's great to invest in him. But I'm not sure. He might waste it. I see that whatever he does, Hashem's helping him. But he might waste it. I'm not sure that Chesed Hashem is going to continue with him. He might waste it. I don't know. How is he going to raise his son? And then Avimelech sees Baba Esahid, the Pasha right before that. That Avram takes Yishmael, gives him Lechem Chem, and says this, Geh Gizun Tehid, and go. You're ruining my son, you could go. Yishmael is my future, Yitzchak is my future, and I'm going to watch him. And even if Yishmael, my son that I love, is disturbing his godless, I'm going to send you out. Avimelech said, if so, this is the future. This is the future. He is going to become big. Over here is back to invest. Until I saw him sending out Yishmael, I know Hashem's with him. I know he has a son. I don't know how the son's going to turn out. But when I see what he's doing to keep the son, I know how he's watching that not to waste the chesed he got from Hashem. Oh, this is going to be big. This is going to be big. Let's make a pact. It's interesting that this Tashi you read Rosh Hashanah. Why do you read Rosh Hashanah? Because Rosh Hashanah, Sarah became pregnant. Hashem pocket of Sarah was Rosh Hashanah. So you read Rosh Hashanah. Fine, I understand that. But why do you have to read about that Avram sent away Yishmael in Rosh Hashanah? And why do you have to read that Avimelech came to say make a pact in Rosh Hashanah? What's up to do with Rosh Hashanah? The first few psukim is then get to Rosh Hashanah. Why do we know the story? So the way I understand it is, because when Sarah had a son is not enough. You read the Hemshich of the story. You know what Hashem did with his son? What does this mean that Sarah had a son? Hashem told Yishmael, get out of here. Get out of my house. Because Sarah had a son. And the Hemshich is that Abimelech saw. Melech went. And he saw what Avram did. Abimelech said, this fellow has a future. This fellow has a future. Because books must be on each one of us. Unbelievable ashpoyas. Individually. Right? When Avram gave the Orchim is nothing compared to what Hashem gives us. Avram learned from Hashem. Hashem is mashpia. Hashpoyam mishundi yisim. And Hashem says, but now you don't waste it. But now you don't waste it. But now you don't ruin it. But now you don't ruin it. Hashem gives us, right? Let's talk about what we have more than 99% of the population. Right? Hashem gives us Torah. Hashem gives us Torah. So you can have someone who sits and learns. Right? He opens the Gemara and says, and starts learning. What are you learning? Well, wherever I get to today, that's what I learn. Right? So he learns and it goes. It doesn't go, whatever, but learning. You have someone else who's sitting next to him and he's learning. His eyes just said, today I'm going to go from here to here. I'm going to get this Kalon. He learns the Gemara. He goes over the Gemara and has the money in his pocket. You have two people. One when he finishes learning the Gemara, has the Gemara in his pocket. And one, he learned the Gemara. He learned the Gemara, whatever he did. One's continuing on what he did yesterday, and what he did the day before, and he has a tower. not a towel, a pile. Right? This is Monday, another day, another day, another day, another day, another day. He's a millionaire. He's a millionaire. And you have it, someone else who's sitting and learning. Hashem is Mashpi and Wave Chesed. He's sitting and learning. And every day he sits and learns. Right? He's a Tzadik Gomer. Every day he sits and learns. But what he could get is such a, so much, much, much more than what he's getting. It's such a waste. It's such a waste. So Hashem doesn't give him as much as Hashem would like to give him. Avram doesn't give Yishmael more than Lechem V'mayim, because anything else will be wasted on you. As much as I would love to give you, as much as I would love to give you, but anything will be wasted on you. As much as we could take from Hashem, that's Hashem gives us. I saw that this week, Baruch Hashem, is a sima on Tobin Kama. Halavayam me. Aim is Asim Alim is Vazim. To finish Baba Kama means, I learned, I got it. It's mine. This is mine till 120. Even after 120. This is mine. You can never take it away from me. There's a pasuk in Bamidbar. The ish, as yitin lekohen lo yia. It's a pasuk of the Impashas Nosai. But every person will give to a kohen, if a person will give this true mimesis to a kohen, he will have. So Rashi says, lo yia momen harbe. That's what Rashi explained. You give a true mimesis to a kohen, you're going to get the momen harbe. The Zaman Tzurotskin, Zayim the Torah, explains it a different way. He says that they say a story about Shmuel and Nagid. And one day the king asked him, he was one of the ministers of the king. There's a while that he was the finance minister. Later he became the war minister. But there was a while that he was the finance minister, and the king asked him, and people were telling the king that, you know, this fellow, this Jew that you have, he's embezzling all the money, much of your gold. So the king told him, I want you to give me a list of money, of your rechush, all the money that you have, whatever you have. I want to see a list of all the property that you own. So he gave him a list. The king sees it and he starts burning. He says, you liar. I personally know that you have much, much more than that. I gave you much more than this. You're telling me that this is all you have? Why are you hiding it from me? I know that you're lying. I know that you're stealing. He says, I'll explain to you. You asked me for a list of money that I have. Money I have. What money do I have? You gave it to me today. You gave it to me yesterday. You could take it away to me tomorrow. You could take it away from me tomorrow. Is that? Do I have that? I don't have that. Hey, you're boiling me. You're about to throw me into jail. I don't have anything. What do I have? I don't have anything. Yes, but I should give you a list of money I have. There's some money that I have that's mine. Money that I gave to Tzedakah is mine. Even you can't take it away from me. You ask me a list of money that's mine, I gave you a list, that's the mine. That's the money I did chesed with. That's mine. So Zalman Soratkin says that's not possible. Isha she'itin lekoyin lo yiyah. What you give to a coin, that's yours. What you gave to him is mine. I don't know if it's yours, you're not yours, I don't know what's gonna happen to it. But she'itin lekoyin lo yiyah, that's yours. That's what Zalman Soratkin says that's not possible. It's not even the Torah. So, what's my rechush? What become is mine. That's mine. No one can take it away from me. It's mine. When Hashem sees that a person is taking more and more, he gives him more and more. As much as you take, as I'm giving you more. You're not wasting it. Right? It's hard for me to speak to people that are bigger than me. But when you learn with the Seder. Just a second, what did I get today? When you finish the Seder, let's go over exactly what did I get today? What do I know for today? And then tomorrow I can build on that. And then next day more. Then have a chush lav. Hashem wants to do chesed with us more than Avram wants to do chesed. Avram learned it from Hashem. Hashem is mashpi and giving and giving and giving and giving and giving and giving and giving. When Avimelech sees Avram has a son, it's, I don't know what's going to happen to this son. I'm not ready to make a bris with you yet. When he sees that Avram is not wasting his son, he's careful about his son, he takes away from the wrong things, and he's watching over him, he says, oh, this is something. This is going to be something. This is going to grow into a big nation. Over here, he wants them, says, let's make a deal. He says, someone sitting and learning yeshiva, it doesn't mean that much yet. It means a lot, but he might be wasting everything. He might be wasting. You can't know. But when you see someone sitting in yeshiva and not wasting and careful with his favor, careful with his midas, careful with his mitzvahs, and he's watching over it, and he's building shlav after shlav after shlav. This fellow, he, if you want to make a deal, then I'll teach you, you teach me, you want to him. Because eventually, he's going to become big. Make a deal. If you want to make a deal that you know when we become God Ladon, let me go without a line. Run to him. He's the right person to run to. Avimelech saw that in Avram, and we see it in everyone, every person who's utilizing his the chesed Hashem is giving him. He's not wasting it. And when you utilize it, so then Hashem is mashpia Avram for three. Fellows, right? I'm giving you because nobody what I give him. I'm giving you a special tongue just for you, because I want to give you. I want to give you personally, just for you. That's Hashem tells us. I want to give you personally. Just take. And you us know that Hashem should give, and we should take.
The chesed of Avram Yishmael was not giving.
Wasn't that
a chesed?
Right.
The chesed was
beautiful like this. Yeah.